everything she had hoped, and tonight was the best of all. When her school friend, Alice Grade, had invited her for a visit, her parents had been a little uncertain, but Alice's family were respectable, old-fashioned people, and permission was soon given. "Alice, who is that?" Karina whispered to her friend, indicating a young man in the box immediately opposite. He was in his early 20s, and incredibly handsome, Karina thought. Tall, elegant, striking, and attired in full evening dress, with cufflinks that must have been real diamonds from the way they sparkled. But there was something else about him that drew her attention. His dark eyes were fierce and turbulent, his curved mouth hinted at a darkly sensual nature. Not that Karina understood this, she only knew that there was a wildness and a drama about him that made it impossible for her to turn away. "I don't know him," Alice whispered back. "What are you two girls whispering about?" asked Miss Ferrars, her governess. "We are wondering who that young man is," Alice told her. Miss Ferrars gave a little gasp and averted her eyes modestly. "That is Lord Thornhill, and you must not look at him." "Why?" Karina wanted to know. "Because he is not a proper person." "Why?" Alice demanded. Miss Ferrars was in an awkward position. As a governess, she was expected to be prim, proper, and puritanical at all times, yet beneath the severe bodice of her dark dress beat the heart of a romantic. Normally, her employer, Alice's mother, would have answered these questions, but at the last minute, Mrs. Grade had been stricken with a headache, and Miss Ferrars alone had accompanied the girls to the theatre. "He is improper because... he does improper things," she said lamely. "What sort of things?" Alice persisted. "Oh, do tell us. Please." "He has a bad reputation," Miss Ferrars replied. "People say he is... dissolute." "But what does he do?" Karina wanted to know. Poor Miss Ferrars could not have answered that question in a million years. At 40, she was as innocent and sheltered as a young girl. She knew that Lord Thornhill was dissolute because she had been told that he was. But precisely how a man went about being dissolute, she had only the vaguest idea. "Never mind," she said hastily. "Thank goodness he has gone now." Lord Thornhill had slipped away through the curtains at the back of his box. Miss Ferrars gave a sigh of relief. But her relief was to be short-lived. A moment later, he appeared in the box immediately next to theirs. Now Karina could see him better. He was little more than a boy, although his face was already marked by experience. He had the air and grace of a prince who knew that the world was his to be enjoyed as he pleased. Karina gazed at him, awed by his aura of glamour and romance, thinking that he was exactly what a hero ought to be. The box beside them contained three ladies who, from their family resemblance, might have been a mother and two daughters. He courted them all, kissing their hands, giving them practiced, flirtatious smiles. The girls looked at him with yearning, the mother with knowing anticipation. The door at the back of the box opened, and a middle-aged man came in. As soon as he saw Lord Thornhill, Karina could sense the tension. "He does not like him," she thought, watching the man's suspicious eyes flicker from his wife to his daughters. "I wonder why." But however deep his dislike, the man evidently lacked the courage to order Lord Thornhill out of his box. As the lights went down for the last act, the young man settled himself audaciously between the daughters. The curtain went up. In moments, Karina was absorbed by what was happening on the stage, believing in the characters, loving every minute of it. "Fiend!" The voice rang out from the stage and everyone sat up alert. There was something different about the man who had entered and was standing in the spotlight. "Foul fiend! Vile seducer!" A buzz went round the audience as people began to realize that this was not part of the play. The man who had rushed onto the stage was thin, gaunt and unshaven. His clothes were expensive, but he looked as though he had slept in them. He was pointing at Lord Thornhill as he screamed, "Villain! Wretch! The world shall know you for what you are! No decent house should receive you! No woman is safe!" The young lord had risen and come to the front of the box. Clearly he recognized himself in the accusation and was ready to brazen it out. "Girls, it's time we were going," Miss Ferrars declared, all aflutter. "Oh no!" they protested in unison. Lord Thornhill, standing just on the other side of the low divide, heard this and turned his blazing grin onto them. "Ignore him, ladies," he said. "It's all over now. The performance..."